This is C. John Taylor speaking. Visitors to Seal Island usually enjoy the paintings, the scenery, and listening to the music. And occasionally I enjoy listening to their conversation. Recently, a group were extolling the virtues of life beginning at 40. And I confess, I felt a little peeved and arose early as a kind of protest the following morning, and I wrote a poem which expresses my views. It's called simply, Upon Being 60. I hope you like it. Here it is. Upon being 60. 60 is such a glorious age. Overturn so many a page. Grandchildren almost form a queue. All loving souls to visit you. From the home all children gone. Sons and daughters everyone save Duncan. Sturdy youngest son moreover. His boisterous teenage days are over. Mother's gone to heaven above, joining those whose endless love from celestial places far yet near guides their loved ones still down here. Father's journeying on at almost 90, surviving World War I for Blighty. Served he again in World War II unscratched, with Churchill leading, his kind proved Hitler overmatched. 60's such a glorious age. You feel so young, yet look a sage, a prophet, composer, genius, or simpleton. When the heart is young, life has only just begun. Music's godly food, so Shakespeare said. Man, truly filled, should be well read. Experience teaches better than academics do. Age improves us. Matured wine outtastes the new. Young love is swell, or so some tell. Barred no holds. Convention can go to H-E-double-L. My love, through years and years, has grown most sweet. My love, tis morning, noon, and night, my life complete. 60's such a glorious age, unruffled, no envious words, jealousy, rage, serenity unaffected. Earlier ambitions are impostors revealed, creating tensions hardly ever healed. 60's angels near, beside us everywhere, sounds of music, friendly voices, daffodils growing there. With love, by the shore, seen long ago, sharing our cares, as the master taught us so. 60's such a glorious age. Unfolding days, always amaze. Whatever's been, is coming yet. Heaven's own course, before us, set. Throughout the centuries, poets have exercised their inspiration to express love poems. We know the immortal sonnets of Shakespeare. None could be unaffected by listening to the immortal Robbie Burns's poem, My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, without feeling something of the poet's emotions. We know the poetry of Elizabeth Barrett Browning, of Lord Byron, and hosts of others. I wrote a little poem myself at 4:30 in the morning in a little boat in the Bay of Biscay, and I wrote it and dedicated it to my wife. It's called simply, My Love is Like a Morning Song, and here it is. To my dearest Jenny, my love is like a morning song that's sung for you each day. My love is like the sun that shines to greet you on your way. My love is like a morning song the birds sing clear on high. 'Twill sweeten all your days, my dear. My love will never die. My love will go right on, my dear, as waves roll by the shore, or stars uncounted in the sky that shine forevermore. My love will never fade away, like all the roses do. As sure as night will follow day, my love goes on for you. My love is strong as trees that grow, as endless as the breeze. The mountain tops all seem to know, or guess it so with ease. My love, you'll like my morning song. I'll sing it every day. My love, 'twill grow ever strong, forever all the way. My love, I'll call you dearest dear. My treasure trove you'll be. The biggest diamond, polished clear, won't mean a thing to me. My love is like a symphony of sounds from heaven above. There's not a soul who'll meet with me can miss that I'm in love. My love, I love you all your ways, throughout all time to be. My love 'twill guard you all your days to all eternity.